Joe Fisher is back regardless. Each morning, 6:55 here on the Wake Up Zone. What's happening, Joe?
I've heard you talking about Jerry Jones. I've heard him talk about the fact when he makes a statement like that, that he absolutely believes it to be true.
At the time.
Yeah, at that moment.
At the time. That's right. So I don't think you can bank on it.
Joe, I can say this without fear of contradiction. I had to take a walk outside a couple of times to stay awake watching that game last night at times. It was just hard to watch.
Well, you know what? We were talking before the game. If you look at the schedule of games that SEC teams had last night, and Kevin and I talked about it, there's a reason for that. The last game before guys are going away for Christmas break is a brutal game. No one is really totally focused on what they're doing. They're all thinking about getting home and how they're going to get home, and it's human nature, I believe, because I think everybody deals with it. Look at the rest of the conference last night. Georgia got beat. LSU just got by. Auburn just got by. Alabama got by a little more comfortably. Florida just got by. So in the grand scheme of things, Vanderbilt probably did about as well as anybody in dealing with it. It was a tough game. Furman plays a 2-3 zone, so it's not a very attacking type of defense. It's kind of passive. They don't really press you a lot. They don't want to play fast. And so it really becomes a game that's hard to have any kind of tempo or flow to it. Vanderbilt did not play well. They played okay. At times they played well. When they pounded the ball inside to AJ, it was apparent Furman had no answer. And so in the early part of the second half, after leading by 9 at halftime, when they started to just pound it in and pick up fouls on guys, and they really sort of started to assert their dominance over an inferior opponent as Furman, and that's where they really kind of put the game away. But you're right, it was not one that had the crowd up and down in their seats.
Joe, you mentioned during the Tennessee Tech game on Saturday that you didn't think this team was going to score over 80 very many times. Offensively, how far do they have to go to be where they need to be once conference play arrives?
You know, part of it's going to have to deal with two things, and one of it is they're going to have to do a little bit better job of developing some scoring other than just AJ. Now, if Jermaine Beal continues to score 12, 15 points a night like he did last night, that's a huge plus. But they're going to have a little bit more than just one guy. So far they have, but not in any great numbers. They're going to usually shoot somewhere in the 40 to 45% range for a game, which is about what they did last night, 46. That to me is one big part of it. The other is, and last night again, the turnover numbers were very low. They only had 6 turnovers because of the way Furman plays defense. But if you go back and look at other games, they've had a propensity to turn the ball over too much, 18, 20 times over the course of games, and those are lost possessions. So, a team that's scoring 65, 68, 70 with 20 turnovers, if they have 10 turnovers, probably adds another 10 points to the score. So I think just taking better care of the basketball is going to be the other issue.
Joe, in the final seconds here, another win for the women's team yesterday. They played a Monday afternoon game against Liberty.
Well, they played their second straight afternoon game after playing the day before against UT Martin. So they had about, according to Melanie, half an hour to get ready for Liberty. They won 67-50, another kind of typical third game in 4 days, getting ready to go on break kind of game. But it was a nice win for them. They're now 11-2, and so now about to get set for the rigors of SEC play. But I think they're in good shape getting ready for that. A reminder, guys, I won't be back with you guys until, I guess, Monday. We won't be back together until Monday. We're doing a call-in show on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, this coming Saturday morning, Bobby Johnson and I. So we're doing a bowl call-in show. We'll be in the studio, so clean it up before you guys leave. And we'll be in there Saturday from 11 to 12, so really looking forward to that.
What are you saying?
Not anything. Just I knew that you would.
Okay. Joe, have a very nice Christmas.
Love a fruitcake in here from Christmas.
I'm sure you will. That's all right. Merry Christmas, guys.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, Joe. See you later.